Hello everyone. This week we have been speaking about a fruitful life and we've been sharing on the fruit of the Spirit. We've gone through love, joy, and peace. And today it's my privilege and honor to share with you on patience. And so I want to start off by reading in Galatians 5 verse 22 in the Amplified Bible, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit, which is the result of His presence within us, is love, which is unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace." And I love how it describes patience. It says patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Patience can be defined as remaining constant even under pressure. You see, oftentimes we think patience is just, this person is pushing my buttons and I'm just going to breathe and get myself ready and I'm just going to go through it. I'm just going to wing it and go and like keep my head cool, which is part of it. But I think it's so much deeper than that. You see, patience is remaining constant and waiting on the Lord, but with an expectancy. There is something, there is hope attached to it. And that brings me to Romans 8 verse 23 to 25 in the ESV, which says, "And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." You see, patience that flows from the fruit of the Spirit is a patience that is expectant. It is attached to hope and it's attached to faith. You see, many people say they wait on the Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord, but they experience fear, anxiety, frustration. They're waiting for provision, waiting for breakthrough. And I want to tell you today that patience that flows from your spirit man is a patience that has an expectant hope. It has an expected end. And that is you and I today, that we can tap into the Spirit of God that dwells within us and experience patience like never before. It's a patience that is expectant of good. I want to challenge you today to tap into the patience that you have in the Spirit that dwells within you. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.